Broadcasting Network.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We have two callers waiting on the line. Thomas in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I hope that you and Claire are doing well. And my topic is religion. And I think it's interesting that you have a wife that is religious, and then you're not. And this is relates to myself. I fluctuate in my belief in God. Sometimes I believe in God, and then sometimes I don't. And it seems as though every time I study the Bible more, then I become more of a heretic. I don't believe it then. I think there's a God. I don't know, but whatever. I heard the whole thing of the Old Testament about, like, you had to slaughter lambs for God to give you forgiveness. I think that's kind of crazy. And then the whole thing is, if God is almighty, why? I don't mean, maybe it's true, I don't know, but why would he sacrifice his son? Can't he just, like, wave a magic wand or something like that and everything would be good? Doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I was raised religious. I was raised congregational. I sang in the church choir in that little town in New England I grew up in, and got the little pin, you know, with all the years I was there. And the last year I was there, they gave me my own copy of the Bible. And that was probably their big mistake, because I actually read it over the summer. And, yeah, it didn't make sense to me either. So when Sunday school started back again.
You and I are similar. When I went to confirmation class, everyone else got tested, but not me, because I passed with flying colors, because I knew it. I mean, more than other people. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm a Bible scholar or anything like that, but that's my whole thing, is I could probably become a devout Christian if I just didn't read the Bible. But actually, I do read it, and it doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, part of the problem, of course, is the Council of Nicaea, where they took what had really happened with Joshua, which was his real name. And he basically made a play for the throne of Judea, and that's what he was crucified for. But he'd had all these followers that he'd been preaching to, and the Romans decided they were basically going to take advantage of that and use it for control. And then during the Council of Nicaea, they basically rewrote the legend. The Jews got the blame for the crucifixion, because you don't sell a religion to the Roman people by telling them the Roman government had committed deicide. And, you know, they threw out a lot of the Gospels that didn't conform to the new Orthodox telling. It's like a 2,000-year-old game of gossip, and it really doesn't – yeah, it doesn't make sense. It really doesn't. Anyway, Thomas, I'm going to let you go. We're getting a little short on time, and I want to switch over to this next caller. Eric in Tennessee, aloha, Eric. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, can you hear me okay?
I hear you just fine.
Okay, aloha to you. And I wanted to bring up I brought it up before, the movie Unplanned. I don't know if you've had a chance to see it or not.
No, I
got to watch
not.
It online. okay, I got to watch it online, but when it comes out in the theater near me, I'm going to go pay him just to say I paid him. But my thoughts on that was the the medical industrial complex needs full-term babies, and this is what New York State and Virginia passed the laws about, with late-term abortion. And I believe they need the full babies to be able to harvest their organs worldwide for worldwide commerce. And I've heard that they're worth $1 million body or organs. I find that disgusting.
Well, it's a complex argument, and as we enter the age of 3D printing with biological materials, I am thinking that maybe harvesting late-term babies will become obsolete.
I hope you're right on that. That would be a wonderful thing. And they can just make them. Hey, by the way, I heard you're heading back to the mainland at some point. I'm in northeast Tennessee, which is not too far from Indiana. I heard that's where you want to land.
Yes.
But if you and Claire need a place to stay for up to a year, I got 5 bedrooms in the house, and I'm the only one here. So I'd be more than happy to put you up for a while you get your feet on the ground.
That would be very generous, because it would allow us to, you know, I mean, the main reason we're doing this move, we want to be close to family. We want to avoid war on this island. But more importantly is I need to get some bills paid that have been hanging over us for a very, very long time. And nobody in independent media is getting rich. So, you know, we need to cut our costs.
Well, I carry high-speed internet in my house, and I can give you a whole room to set up a studio if you want to broadcast from there. And it's a huge room. I mean, it's like 1,200 square feet.
Boy, that is most generous of you. That is very, very generous of you.
But I offer that to you because I plan to start doing some traveling in the near future. I'm semi-retired now. And I got this house, and eventually I'm going to sell, but that's no hurry on selling it, if you know what I mean.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. We'd function as house sitters, which was an idea I hadn't really thought about before. I mean, this is going to be a very tight move for us.
We're probably going to
have to sell pretty much everything that we've got.
You
know, we've seen other people who get sick and tired of the island, and they leave, and out in front of their home on the sidewalk is just everything they couldn't take along with them, and we call them you know, bailout piles. So
Well, here I have a fully furnished home with stuff I don't need and don't want for the most part. You may be able to make use of a lot of it, I don't know, but I can make use of
a lot of stuff here. You know, but would you do me a favor, Eric? Would you leave your email address with our board op so that I'm starting to build a resource list of people that we may be looking at?
Right. Hey, you know, I'm musically inclined, Michael. I used to play violin and piano when I was younger.
Okay.
And Clara might be able to help me with some of my older instruments. I got my dad's old violin and viola that need some work on them, but she might be able to help track me down the people to work on them in this area.
Well, my department. I'm the roadie. Claire doesn't play stringed instruments. I actually did play violin very briefly in college, but I do know what makes them tick. Anyway, Eric, thank you very much for the most generous offer. And okay. So, Sam, if you could pick up the phone. Sam, pick up the phone and get that for me. All right. So, we're going to do a shout-out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And getting on back to Israel, apparently the Israel army is going to confiscate more Palestinian land for a new settlement bypass road. And what's going on? There's this settlement watchdog NGO piece now. And what they've noticed is the illegal settlements don't just have roads that go back down into Israel. They're starting to build roads that travel between each other, which, of course, solidifies their visible presence on the land and, of course, justifies the seizing of more Palestinian land. All right. Pew Research Center just ran a poll and discovered that the American people view the people of Israel positively, but the government negative. 64% of Americans say they have a favorable opinion of the Israeli people. Only 41% have a favorable view of the Israeli government. Okay. Russia has announced they're going to start sending their S-400 missile defense shipments to Turkey this coming July. So that is definitely on. And Turkey may be looking at buying warplanes from China and Russia rather than the F-35. Apparently, Saudi Arabia carried out a mass execution, 37 men, on Tuesday, all for crimes related to terrorism. And then they crucified two of the bodies as a warning to others. And the United Nations human rights chief is saying, you know, this is shocking. It's aberrant. And everybody's out there screaming about it. Okay, I got to make a note here someplace. Okay. Okay, thank you very much. So everybody's condemning Saudi Arabia. It can be very, very brutal. But there's a couple of things to remember. It is their country. And that if done correctly, beheading is actually quite painless. I know it looks horrible. A lot of people, they look at the guillotine in the French Revolution and say, what a horrible, horrible thing, and don't understand it was designed to be the most humane and painless way of executing people. Because, you know, that blade was unstoppable, and the impact of the weight on the back of the head knocked you unconscious immediately. All right, so let's talk about Korea. Kim Jong-un met with the Russian president earlier today, and they're not talking about what they discussed with any kind of clarity or detail, but analysts are saying that Putin is trying to reboot the denuclearization talks with the United States. The meeting took place in Vladivostok, 129 kilometers from the border Russia shares with North Korea. So Putin's putting in the airtime, and I understand he's on his way to Beijing next. It is Russia's shortest international border, only 17 kilometers along the Tumen River. And since the end of the Soviet Union, North Korea has figured very little in Moscow's geopolitical calculus as Russia sided with the West on banking U.S. sanctions against Pyongyang. Maybe that might change, because it appears that Pyongyang and Moscow are drawing closer again. Now, Putin came on out from the meeting and said that Kim Jong-un is ready to denuclearize with conditions. And basically the conditions involve something you talked about before, ironclad security guarantees. And because he doesn't trust the United States of America, Kim Jong-un is saying he wants security guarantees underwritten by multiple countries. He's sort of bringing back the Six Nation talks Russia participated in until their collapse in 2009. So that's how the nuclear weapons would get removed. You're going to have a whole bunch of countries come on in and say, we will stand with you if the U.S. tries to invade. That's going to be a tough sell. But apparently Putin is reaching out to Trump and says he has additional details to share. I'm sure some of those details are going to be, don't make the bargaining all one-sided. Just, you know, tit for tat. They do, you do. They do, you do. Putin also came out with a statement that said, unfortunately, some Western countries voice claims for the exclusive global leadership. Gee, I wonder who he's talking about. They boldly violate the norms and principles of international law and resort to blackmailing, imposing sanctions, and pressure to try to impose their values and vague ideals on whole countries and peoples. We absolutely do not agree with such approaches. He said this in an interview with the Chinese Renmin Ribao, the People's Daily newspaper, published ahead of his visit to Beijing later this week. And in the interview to the People's Daily, Putin argued that bilateral Russia-China relations are a stabilizing factor in global affairs. And yeah, they are. Because Russia-China together are formidable. And the United States is not going to be able to deal with them. Okay, the other day, we reported that Kim Jong-un's right-hand man had been fired for the failed nuclear arms summit. And now, apparently, according to this story that we are seeing in the Daily Mail in Great Britain, four foreign ministry officials have been executed by North Korea. And apparently they were executed because they were caught selling information to the United States ahead of Kim Jong-un's failed summit. That's tacky. Apparently, one of the four was reportedly a diplomat from North Korea's embassy in Hanoi. So Kim Jong-un did blame the failure of the summit on information leaked to the U.S. before the meeting at the Metropole Hotel in Hanoi. So, yep, that's what did it. Okay. Story that's coming on out from Journal Neo saying that Washington is not happy about the new China focus on Central America. So the United States is now going into this is all our turf mode. And I think one of the reasons they're concerned is China has invested a huge amount of money in the new Panama Canal, oil exploration in Cuba, various other infrastructure projects, shipyards, harbors, things like that. The United States has been wasting all of its money trying to bring Venezuela down without much success. So China's major state-owned oil company, CNPC, through its subsidiary Great Wall Drilling, has begun exploring for oil off Cuba's coast in a joint venture with state-owned oil firm Cuba Petroleum Company. So Great Wall has been engaged in oil exploration in Cuba since 2005, but this is the most promising result to date. So Washington is out there saying, well, no, you've got to go home. This is ours. Okay. Bannon and Bass, China is the most significant existential threat the U.S. has ever faced. Now, it's an economic threat. It's not an existential threat. But apparently, apparently, former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon appeared alongside hedge fund manager Kyle Bass, Wall Street's most visible China bear, to try and explain why Washington needs to stick to its guns and make sure that Beijing is held to account for decades of trade abuses. Okay, translation, the tariffs and sanctions will continue. Oh, yeah.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
In the night, without a fight, you can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back. We're talking about the economy. We're talking about relations with China. So this Kyle Bass, who's a hedge fund manager, just sent out his first investor letter in 3 years warning about a coming blow up in Hong Kong's balance of payments. And he made an interesting observation. Kyle is saying that the immense pressure for Trump to strike a deal with China isn't coming from voters. It's coming from Wall Street and corporate America, who have abetted Beijing in its efforts to maintain the status quo on trade, selling out their country in the process. And it makes a lot of sense. With China selling things at a lower price, they make more money. So I think all of these corporations, Wall Street, they're looking at Donald Trump wanting to balance out the trade with China, and they see a lot of red ink at the end of it. A former U.S. diplomat pled guilty Wednesday to lying to investigators about money she received from Chinese intelligence agents in exchange for U.S. documents. And apparently Candace Marie Claiborne, 63 years old, was a Department of State office management specialist based in Beijing and Shanghai who became involved beginning in 2007, 2007 with two men the Justice Department said she knew were agents of China's Ministry of State Security, and they apparently gave her tens of thousands of dollars in cash and gifts in exchange for documents and information on the State Department activities. Now, the interesting thing is, Claiborne was arrested 2 years ago following the investigation. She has not been charged with espionage. Just apparently accepting the bribe. She's been charged with lying to investigators. Got to be breathing a sigh of relief here. Over at the Organization of American States, they have allowed the ambassador of Venezuela's self-declared president to participate in his first meeting. And this could signal an attempt to take over the Venezuelan embassy in Washington, D.C. Now, there are activists who are defending it, and there's a group initiated by Code Pink and Popular Resistance. All the activists opposed to the prospect of the Venezuelan opposition taking over the embassy have been living inside the building for the last 2 weeks, working side by side with the skeletal Venezuela diplomatic staff that have been ordered by the State Department to leave by, well, actually yesterday. So, over in Germany, they had a little bit of noise in the city of Regensburg. Workers who are doing some construction uncovered a World War II bomb, 550 pounds, 250 kilogram, and they decided the bomb could not be moved and it could not be defused. Apparently, it was just really corroded solid. So they decided to just get rid of it in a controlled demolition. And apparently that bomb was a lot more powerful than they were expecting because nearby buildings were damaged in the blast, their windows shattering. They literally evacuated 4,500 people from a one-mile radius. And it does happen. There are still unexploded World War II munitions, probably World War I munitions, all over the European landscape. So, hey, let's get them some company and have some unexploded World War III munitions. Next month on Atlantic Magazine, the cover story is basically an elegy for the American century. And I understand what they're saying. Back in the 1990s, American influence seemed poised to reach new heights. Today, we're seeing the world turn away. They don't see the United States as a moral leader. They don't see the United States government as having a mandate to run the world. They don't even see it as truthful. They can't do business. This country is self-destructing, and it's because of the unique crop of politicians that we have in Washington, D.C. It's a criminal government. Another article, this is from countermarkets.com. A horrible future awaits for anyone who depends on government. It says lice, cockroaches, and root canals all have better approval ratings than Congress. Congress controls government spending, and 9 out of every 10 people say the government doesn't spend tax dollars wisely. 57% say tax rates are too high. Right on both counts. I guess when you've got that many trillions of dollars and access to the printing presses anyway, there's a strong temptation to be irresponsible and reckless. All right. Reuters had a report that has exposed a massive black market trade in gold in Africa. All right, we're going to take a break here and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're basically talking about the story from Reuters, where there is this immense black market trade in gold that is being smuggled out of Africa and through the United Arab Emirates by crime syndicates. And the gold is being taken and sold in Europe. And so the investigation found the Middle East is the illicit gold gateway to markets in Europe, the United States, and beyond. And, of course, the issue here, of course, is that gold is pouring out of countries like Ghana, Ivory Coast, Tanzania, Nigeria, war-torn Libya, and Sudan, with no official oversight by the states in which the gold is mined. So they're not getting a portion of what is essentially their property, nor are any taxes being paid on the business. So it is, it's a criminal enterprise. Okay, Venezuela has sold another $400 million worth of their gold bullion. And it's kind of interesting. The worst performing metal this week was gold, down 1.13%. This is its lowest since January. That happened on Tuesday morning, just as the market opened, after someone dumped 11,000 gold futures contracts worth around $1.5 billion into the market. Traders were using the word fiduciary, saying who recklessly dumps so many contracts unless their motive is to drive the price down. And we know these prices are being manipulated. Tesla did not have a good quarter. And their earnings were reported down. And Wedbush analyst Daniel Ives called Tesla's quarter one of the top debacles he's ever seen in 20 years of covering tech stocks on the street. He slashed his price target for a share of Tesla stock to $275, down from $365, and changed his rating from a buy to a hold. So Tesla stock is very much in trouble. Tesla's already out there talking about, you know, needing to raise some more money. Apparently, one of the things that has shaken these experts is Tesla's new CFO is not considered to be experienced. So Elon Musk is out there talking about having to raise more capital to get the car going. I don't know. I wonder if the Tesla someday will be a collectible like the Tucker Torpedo or the DeLorean. Cars that were way ahead of their time just couldn't find the market. According to the Congressional Budget Office, 1.4 million Americans have lost their health insurance since 2016. And it's all the fault of Obamacare. Told you it was a bad idea. We're continuing to get reports out of San Francisco about conditions there. They're saying there's an estimated homeless population of 7,500 people. And as a result, even the affluent sections of the city have become dangerous with open-air drug use, tens of thousands of discarded needles, and, of course, human poo in the street. Now, San Francisco runs a program where you can take your old needles in, turn them in for destruction, get a new clean needle. But apparently the homeless druggies don't bother with that. They just drop the needles where they use them and then go get a new free needle. So it's being described as at the boiling point between the affluent and the homeless. Now, 7,500 homeless people. It's almost an army, isn't it? Down in Florida, a little bit of good news there. The Florida House of Representatives voted yesterday to ban sanctuary cities from the state. The bill passed at 69-47, and it would mandate local law enforcement coordinate with federal authorities in identifying the illegal immigrants. Now, there are actually no sanctuary cities in the Sunshine State, but this bill would ban the future formation of any. So Florida's trying to do something about their illegal immigrant problem. And apparently Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis has signaled support for such legislation. And there is a similar bill in the state Senate that is expected to pass 23-17. Needless to say, the voting is along party lines. This one's a very tragic and sad story. It's from Fox 13, Memphis. Apparently, there was this man who literally beat a four-month-old baby to death. He was in the United States illegally. He had previously been deported 5 times. So, according to this top border agent, this is coming from Station Gossip, only 6% of illegal aliens are even trying to claim asylum. They just walk on through and keep going. Another study is out there saying that nearly 100,000 unauthorized immigrants graduate from U.S. high schools every single year, mostly concentrated in California, Texas, and Florida. It's just a huge, huge cost. All righty. Our government really has gone insane. It really has. The Department of Homeland Security is releasing 7,000 illegal aliens into the U.S. Every 5 days. Every one day, it's 1.4 thousand. And it's simply because it's catch and release. They give them a work card. They let them go. They don't have any place to keep them. And now, of course, they're busing the border crossers into nearby border cities and dropping them off with the promise they'll show up for their immigration and asylum hearings, sometimes years later. And the overwhelming majority of border crossers and illegal aliens are never deported from the country once they're released into the United States. Over in Great Britain, apparently there are now an average of 2 killings a day on the British streets as the number of homicides soars to the highest level for 10 years. What's complicating it is fewer criminals are being caught. Now, I don't know if that's because the police are being reallocated to other tasks. What's really frustrating is these are places I've been to. I've been to London. I've been to San Francisco. And it almost makes me sick hearing what they've degenerated to. Now, this is an interesting little story, and may be true, may not be true. This is coming from the Wall Street Journal. And the Wall Street Journal is reporting that the National Security Agency has informed the White House that it no longer sees its phone surveillance program as worth the effort it requires. Supposedly, the NSA is making the recommendation ahead of a December deadline to either abandon the program or renew the legislation that makes it legal. Apparently, they're coming up on a deadline. So, the NSA has recommended the White House abandon the program that collects metadata about U.S. phone calls and text messages, saying the logistical and legal burdens of keeping it outweigh its intelligence benefits. They're saying it's become limited value to national security. It's become a logistical nightmare. Well, this could just be the NSA getting everybody to try and relax again and not be so concerned about privacy. It could also very easily be true, because when the NSA set this all up, I made the observation that adding data to a database is linearly additive, but the correlation of that data one to the other was an unlimited expansion, and there would be a point at which there simply wasn't enough computer power to make sense out of all of that information. And I think that may be the case here. So what are they going to do with that gigantic data center? Probably going to come up with something else, something that does record the content of the phone calls, text messages here. All righty. The TV show Empire has been renewed for another season. Unfortunately, the creator of the program, Lee Daniels, is saying that Jussie Smollett is probably not going to return to the show due to his lawsuit with the city of Chicago. And boy, Jussie just keeps going from bad to worse. But the Empire creator was on the morning show on Good Day New York to promote a new play he's producing, Ain't No More, when he was asked about Smollett. He says it's just too painful to talk about. Anyway, we have ourselves another hate crime hoax. This happened at a Corydon Avenue cafe up in Winnipeg. When it originally happened, it was reported as one of Winnipeg's worst ever anti-Semitic hate crimes. But the police are now saying it was staged. Three owners of the Burmax Cafe were arrested Wednesday and charged with public mischief, which involves intent to mislead, and causing an officer to investigate an incident based on false information. The cafe was allegedly robbed, the interior trashed, and the walls spray painted with anti-Semitic graffiti back on April 18th. The police now say this was all staged by the owners. So, misleading information and public mischief. Why is a fake hate crime not prosecuted as a hate crime? I think it ought to be. It's still, you know, playing to the emotions of the people. Certainly be a lot fewer of them. I was going to do this thing about Kate Smith, but this whole cultural erasure thing. Kate Smith was an American icon, and there is an article at whatreallyhappened.com that talks about all the things that she did in support of the black community. All the time she played at the Apollo Theater in New York, scholarship programs, foundations. And that one song that she sang was, back in the 1930s, a popular song, and even black entertainers sang it. Over in Sri Lanka, they're still investigating the Easter Sunday bombings, and they've determined two of the eight suicide bombers who carried out the attack were the sons of one of the wealthiest businessmen in the country. This is a spice trader whose family lived in what the New York Times described as a beautiful white villa just outside of the capital, Colombo. The spice trader, Mohammed Yusuf Ibrahim, built his fortune on black pepper, white pepper, nutmeg, cloves, and vanilla. He was even celebrated by Sri Lanka's former president for his outstanding service to the nation. But for some reason, two of his sons joined that jihadi group, pledged their allegiance to ISIS, and bombed those churches. Apparently, one of the other bombers' wives blew herself up when the police came to investigate, and she was pregnant at the time. Just insanity. Just insanity. So getting back on over to Notre Dame, the fingers are pointing all over the place. And right now it seems to be coming back on down to that somebody seriously misjudged how flammable 800-year-old oak was going to be. Because we know they had a new fire suppression system back in 2010. The entire cathedral had been rewired. Now, the good news is that while the roof and the spire were devastated, most of the historic treasures were gotten out. Some of the damage is, of course, water damage, because they basically poured water into the blaze. It took about 12 hours to extinguish. It's a shame on that one here. Another little article on Notre Dame. This is from Zero Hedge. The burning of Notre Dame and the destruction of Christian Europe. And the article calls attention to the fact that French authorities rushed to say the fire was an accident. Arson has been ruled out. And it sounds like all the official statements made by the French government after attacks in France during the last decade, because attacks against churches in France and Europe have been multiplying. More than 800 churches were attacked in France during 2018 alone. Now, the churches are empty. The number of priests is decreasing, and the priests that are active in France are either very old or come from Africa and Latin America. The dominant religion in France is now Islam. And every year, churches are being demolished to make way for parking lots, shopping centers, or mosques. By the way, as long as we're on the subject of religion, apparently the Church of Satan qualified for a tax-exempt status with the IRS. All righty. There is a textbook, a high school textbook, being put out by by Pearson Education. Now, if you remember Pearson Education, they're the people who made a ton of money off of Common Core. They wrote and sold those books that seriously distorted history and science. So this new textbook is titled By the People, A History of the United States. And the book, obviously, is going to be in classrooms in all the liberal states. It slanders Trump and anyone that supports him. And if that were not enough, it pits police officers against black people. So the final section of the book is titled The Angry Election of 2016, Very Critical of the President. All right, there's the music. We're going to do a commercial break, and we're going to be back with the last segment of our show today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today. And boy, I have to tell you, I'm very, very tired. I did not get a lot of sleep last night because my leg was throbbing here. But we made it. We got all the way through. Out at UCLA, they are having a pole dancing class for students. and it's entitled Sexploration Pole Class, and it's hosted by the UCLA Sexual Health Coalition and UCLA Housing, and advertised itself as teaching the basic moves needed to become a magnificent pole dancer. So, yeah, and how much student loans did these girls have to take out for that? Supposedly, it's a very, very popular class. Out in, again, California, the California State Senate has voted to ban schools and principals from suspending students for willful defiance of teachers, staff, and administrators. The Senate approved the bill by a vote of 30-8. It moves to the Assembly next. A similar bill was vetoed by Governor Jerry Brown last legislative session. Look, you got to have some manner of discipline to keep order in the classroom. Apparently, over in Houston, there is this high school, James Madison High School, and their principal, Carlotta Outley Brown, has instituted a new dress code. Not for the students, for the parents. And apparently, a local parent went to the school, was trying to enroll her daughter in classes. She was not allowed into the building. The principal said the clothing is not appropriate to a school. Now, I don't have a picture, so I don't know, you know, if she was standing there in a bikini or something. But again, it shows that modern education seems to have decided it can exert much more influence over the student outside of the classroom. And the more they do that, of course, the poorer the quality of the education is. As you probably heard over the weekend, the Dragon X spaceship exploded on tape. Well, actually, it was a static test on the stand. SpaceX is calling it an anomaly. NASA tends to do that as well, but you look at the video, it blew up. And apparently, it was a malfunction of some of what are called these Draco engines, which are used for in-space maneuvering. They have the 12 smaller ones and then these larger ones, the 8 Super Dracos, and firing the 8 Super Dracos is apparently what blew the ship up. Now, over in China, a group of university students successfully launched and landed a hypersonic rocket that is capable of traveling at faster than 5 times the speed of sound. That is very, very hip. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get some music work done. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please share what you learn here with everybody that you know. Donate to RBN. Donate to What Really Happened. And we'll see you tomorrow with the lovely Lady Claire. Aloha, America.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can.